Test one.
Okay, test one. So yeah, I guess you're going to call the roll.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the special meeting of the Texas County, Texas City Council. Today is Monday, August 31st, 2015, and Ms. Cookwood, would you please call the roll?
Ms. Matlock?
Here.
Ms. Ray?
Here.
Ms. Phil Gooch?
Here.
Dr. Matthews?
Here.
Ms. Paddock?
Here.
Mr. Davis?
Here.
All of our council members are here this evening for this special meeting, and at this time, we'll have our invocation and pledge led by council member Dr. Brian Matthews. Everyone will please stand.
Let us pray. Our Father and our God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you, God, for the many blessings that you bestow upon each and every one of us. Of God, as we conduct this meeting, let this meeting be with you what you have it to be. Pray, God, that you will add a level of protection around our police officers, our firefighters, our city manager, and his administrative staff, and all of the employees of the city. Pray, God, that you will continue to be with each and every council member as we make decisions on behalf of the city of Texas County, Texas. Pray, God, that you will be with all of our families, all of those that are here, and all of those that are residents of our great city. In the name of Jesus, and we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May be seated. This time, moving along with our agenda, I forgot to welcome all of you. Thank you for being here this evening. We do have a public hearing this evening in reference to the adoption of the tax rate for the 2016 fiscal year. We are required to have two public hearings. We had a public hearing at our last regularly scheduled council meeting on August the 24th. We'll be having our second briefing slash public hearing this evening. And then the council is slated to vote on the budget at the next regularly scheduled council meeting, which will be held on September 14th, 2015, at 6 p.m. here in the council chamber. At this time, we will have a public hearing in reference to ordinance number 2015-087, adopting the tax rate for the fiscal year ending September 30th, 2016. And at this time, I'll declare the public hearing open on ordinance number 2015-087. If there is anyone in the audience who would like to speak on this item, if you will please come forward and state your name for the record. Right over here with the black microphone.
Hello, Bob.
Good evening,
Mr. Mayor, Council. My name is Gary Stuvey. I'm a citizen of Texarkana.
Good evening, Mr. Stuvey. Glad to have you with us this evening.
Good to see y'all. I'm here pretty much just to learn where we are as a city tonight. I do commercial real estate, also work for a good friend here in town. I've lived here 10 years. We have a lot of issues facing the citizens right now with other issues other than the tax increase. And I just simply wanted to bring some information to bear from Texas A&M, of all things, since I'm a realtor. Their July issue of Tierra Grande, it's a magazine that puts out all real estate information statewide. And I made some extra copies if you want to pass it. But the bottom line is, the chart I have outlined is Texas metro areas ranked by shares of Texas job gains. And there's 26 listings of cities, major metropolitan cities throughout the state. And Texarkana is number 26 on the list. And all the other cities experienced growth over the last 5 years. This is from 2009 to 2014. And Texarkana is the only metropolitan city showing a net loss of 1,800 jobs, essentially. I'm trying to bring over some background of what I have to sell when I bring people into the market or people ask me about Texarkana. And so we have a static pool of labor, static when it comes to growth. I know historically we've been between 1 and 3%. I've studied this market for almost 35 years, living in Dallas and also from Little Rock. So I try and give my clients or people that are wanting to move here a full explanation of what is going on. And I know you're faced right now with the water issue and other issues, but my recommendation is we can hold the line on this round and do whatever we can. Because as we all know, taxes are a pass-through and a cost of doing business. And I'm worried. I have finally another big property, possibly a new owner coming into the market, and I sure don't want him to possibly see another increase or something on his taxes right after he purchases. So, and he looks like he's going to double or triple the investment into the area. So you all know me pretty much. I try and do work together tremendously, but at the same time, we're facing a well of static numbers. And that's my number one issue about speaking tonight. And please take that into consideration. If we can work with Jerry and other people to bring everyone in, I mean, that's a no-brainer. That's how we're really going to get out of this whole quagmire. I mean, county-wise and city-wise. So.
Mr. City, I have one question in reference to this chart that you have a listing of the cities. Is this just taken into consideration Texarkana, Texas? Or is it both? Is it taken into consideration both Texarkana, Texas, and Texarkana, Arkansas?
I believe it's Texas.
Okay. All right. And also, as a follow-up, I will share with you that the city staff has turned over every rock and squeezed every blood out of the turnip to try to find efficiencies. And so, at the present time, based on the input from the staff, we're not proposing a tax rate increase for the upcoming 2016 fiscal year budget, and we're doing our best to hold the line. It's becoming more and more difficult to do that each year because the cost of doing business continues to increase for cost of goods purchased and various other items, so that we're seeing some shrinkage there, but we are holding the line and not proposing for there to be a tax increase for the upcoming fiscal year.
Just, can I make one more comment?
Sure.
Besides demographics, when people move to an area, literally the number two or three question always comes up is tax rate. So, I welcome that good news. I think that trying to bring my new clients always to interface with you and feel the rubber of the road of what they're dealing with, because I travel so extensively all throughout Texas, Arkansas, and Colorado, where the growth is much higher, but they're able to deal with tax rates that fall in line because of the growth, and there's been really no increases. So I feel the pain on the issue. We have to hold the line, but I'm just here to try and bring some unity and to speak. I'm for you all to do whatever we can to hold the cost down and just the cost of doing business.
Well, as you all know, we're working extensively for economic development opportunities in our community, partnering with other municipalities as well, and so we're looking for every opportunity that we can gain to provide additional growth to our community with jobs. And of course, we have certain pockets of the state, especially in the Metroplex, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Austin, San Antonio. Those areas have seen a tremendous growth in residency over the past 1 to 5 years. So we're doing everything that we can here to promote economic development as well. So if you have any suggestions or comments, certainly we would encourage those, as well as from anyone else, to help us as we move forward.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council. I appreciate it.
Mr. Steve, thank you for being
here. Thank you.
The public hearing is still open on ordinance number 2015-087. If there's anyone in the audience, anyone else in the audience, who would like to come forward, please do so at this time. At this time, I'll declare the public hearing closed on ordinance number 2015-087. And this is the only item that we had on our regular agenda. The council will be going into closed session. The City Council will convene in closed session pursuant to Section 551.087 of the Texas Government Code to discuss economic development negotiations or offer of financial or other incentives to business prospects. Council, what we'll be doing, since we have the Planning and Zoning Commission workshop scheduled for the conference room, we normally convene in the conference room for our closed sessions. So this evening, what we'll be doing is going to Mr. Whitson's office. for our closed session, and then once that's completed, we will open the door and then make a motion for adjournment from our council meeting, and then we'll proceed to the conference room to begin our planning and zoning workshop, which is a follow-up workshop from the planning and zoning workshop that was held on July the 20th. And those of you in the audience, you're welcome to observe during that workshop as well. If your time allows, we welcome you to the workshop this evening involving the Planning and Zoning Commission. Any final questions from council or staff before we convene into closed session? Okay. Once again, for those of you in the audience this evening, thank you for being here. And you're welcome to attend the workshop. And it shouldn't be too long when we'll be able to start that workshop. So thank you for being here this evening.
Right here.
Okay. I don't think anybody bothered.
Let's take this one. Okay.
Certified agenda that Bob's going to fill out suffices.
Mm-hmm.